Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you day 20 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Hey, one more congratulations to Michael Butler for his 20th anniversary. Happy birthday, Nutty, and happy birthday, Melissa. Didn't want to be remiss in any of that. I know there's a special time of year for many of you. And also wanted to give a shout out to Dave Slusher, who is also on his 20th anniversary of podcasting. He posted his very first episode. So if you're not listening to the Evil Genius Chronicles, it was like the day after Adam Curry. I don't know how he was following Adam Curry, but he didn't even use the word podcast in there once. It was so new. It was an audio blog. And it was fun to listen to. He's like, I just found this free thing called Audacity. And he says, I don't know if I'll put too much production in it. Adam uses music. I don't think I will. there were some good predictions and some not so accurate predictions in his show. But it was fun to listen to. And it was a nice throwback. And also wanted to let you know that I got some audio gear to have, we'll just say, fewer wires for in-room karaoke when we go to Dragon Con, or maybe the occasional ukulele performance. Apologies to those of you who are Patreon patrons and have heard this already on the 19th when we released the patron show. But real quick, I got some wireless connectors for the mics and wireless connector for the ukulele that will go into the Rodecaster Duo. So I'm bringing the little mixer, bringing some wireless stuff. So we're not tripping over, you know, give you a little more room to roam around or even just sit on the couch if you want and sing. So don't know what day we'll be doing that. My guess is it'll probably be either Friday or Sunday. Sunday would be a nice kind of celebratory, hey, we finished everything. But Friday is still kind of wide open. So don't know what exactly, I mean, aside from Pizza Friday, don't want to discount our Pizza Friday experience. Got that. Having some fun with it. Everything tests out. I've done a couple of different configurations where the ukulele and the mics go into the mixer, and then the mixer goes to the little 5-watt amp, or directly ukulele to 5-watt amp. So if I want to roam around and being a traveling troubadour, can do that as well. Got enough songs in my head that I can play so that we're not playing the same song over and over and irritating people going, oh, cripes, here comes that one song again. So we'll have some fun with it. I plan on dragging the ukulele around with me wherever I go. I never miss the opportunity to get in a little practicing time. All right, back into the time machine, back to July 15th, T-minus 53 days on our road to retirement. And this was the day that I actually got to talk to HR about retirement. The announcement's been out. I found the chain of command, starting with our chief HR officer. She referred me to somebody else. They referred me to somebody in benefits. And I said, look, what do I need to know about insurance? I mean, on September 7th, am I going to be cut off and have to find my own? Should I start doing that now? He says, no. We've got an 18-month plan called COBRA. And I kind of knew about this from my last job when I was let go from that in 2010. But I didn't really look into it because I already had another job lined up really quickly. But that will cover me for 18 months starting October 1st. Again, with the dates, I can't keep the months straight now. October 1st, because that was part of Donna's suggestion, the overall plan of why I'm only working 6 days in September. Kind of crazy that it's like, why are you coming back after Dragon Con to work a few days? And then that's why. Because if I had retired in August, my insurance would have started September 1st. So we got one free month by working a couple extra days. Why not? It'll work out that way. And that will cover me past my birthday in 2026, which seems like an awful long way away. But when I think about things that were happening 18 months ago, doesn't seem like that long time. But that gives us a chance to also shop around. He did say, we do offer an insurance plan through ServiceNow, but it's not the best deal. You're better off going on the open market and looking. And I appreciated his candor on that. So that's what we will likely do soon. I also asked him about 401k rollover. He said, it's just going to sit there in your 401k account on Fidelity till you decide to do something with it. I said, perfect. We already know everything that's happening in Fidelity, whether it's the 401k or the stock options or whatever. There will be some stock options, restricted RSUs, they call them. There's two different kinds of stock options for those that don't play the finance game or the stock market game. There's ISOs, which I believe stand for individual something, something. not very good at that definition. I'm sure I could look it up real quick. But most of the time when you look at ISO, it comes up with the ISO standards documentation. Like, oh, this is ISO 9001, and here's how you... Anyway, those other kind that are issued to employees that you have to wait until they vest. Let's say, for example, the stock price is $10, and I say, here are 100 shares at $10. I've effectively given you $1,000 worth of potential capital. And your goal as an employee is to do all your best work and make the stock price go up so that maybe by the time you're fully vested, you can't cash them in right away and go, woohoo, I'm going to spend $1,000 and hang on to these things. No, they're called the golden handcuffs for a reason, because you have to wait. Most companies, it's a year before 25% are vested or available for you to exercise, buy, sell, trade, that kind of thing. And then 50% at 2 years. And by 4 years, you're fully vested. So I have a joke when people say, hey, I reached my 4-year anniversary. I say, I call that fully vested. The other type is called RSUs. And those are restricted. They still vest, but usually in a little different manner. Like every quarter, you get a certain percentage paid out to you or put into your bank account. So you own those. In both cases, you have to pay some taxes. Now, with ISOs, you also have to exercise them within 10 years of the time they were issued. Most people go, that's not a problem. I probably won't be around for 10 years. Well, I was. And they were issued in 2010, before you could even trade them, because we weren't a publicly traded company. So they said, here, Chuck, have some ServiceNow stock options. I went, well, that's about as worth the amount of paper it's printed on. But then we went public, and between the time they were issued and the time we were public, they split 3 times. Now, when a stock splits, it means you get twice the quantity for half the price. So your overall value didn't change. In my earlier scenario, if you got $10 in stock or $10 issued at a price of $10 and you were issued 100 shares, you had $1,000 worth of capital. If it's split, there's now 200 shares at $5, same value. See where that's going? Now, the cool thing is if the price goes up to say the stock price goes from 10 to 20, let's say it goes doubles in the first year. You've effectively doubled your money, but you can't trade all of them. So you've got, 25 shares at $20 you could cash in and make $500, right? Not a bad deal. With RSUs, I can't do anything with those. They're sort of left on the table because they issued them to me, say, 2 years ago, and I've only vested about half of them. I can't get at those. I'm literally leaving money on the table. So that was part of the overall plan when we looked at our finances back in December. I know that was a long roundabout and a lesson in finances, a long roundabout way to say, yes, I know I'm leaving money on the table, but is there something we can do? So 401k is secure. That's just money they take out of your check, every paycheck, and say, here, we're buying you a little, we're putting this away for finance and it's tax deferred. And then the RSUs, the restricted stock units, the stock options, as most people will just refer to them as, are sitting out there and we're going to have to let them go. In the grand scheme of things, I was being issued fewer RSUs as the years went on. Stock options are a great thing for early adopters, early investors. But after the company grows, it's not as an attractive of a recruitment or retainment as it once was. And usually what you find is the bottom dwellers like me, the individual contributors, just don't get as many after a while. I remember when we first worked at Plexus, we're getting like 1,000 stock options. And then towards the end, after, I don't even know if I got them in the latter years, but say after 15 years, you're getting like 37. So it gradually went down. And the growth potential isn't as great either. In the early days, you go, hey, our stock doubled over the last 12 months, and it doubled again in the next 12 months. And so it keeps going up. Now it really has a potential to go either way. I hope it continues to grow, but it's not like it's going to double from $800 a share to $1,600 a share next year. It may go up a few percent. It may go down a few percent. We've seen it drop as much as 20% in a year because of the general volatility of the market. So it's a numbers game. And Donna was looking at the numbers the other day and said, we're leaving more money on the table. And that's a natural thing when the stock price goes up. I was kind of joking around with people saying, hey, if the price continues to grow up, I'm going to have to pull in my retirement date a little bit. But if it goes down, you got me till Christmas. So that was just a rolling joke. I know I kind of dwelled a lot on stocks and finances and whatnot, but that's where our brain was in mid-July. We're going to come back tomorrow and talk about some other planning that was going on in other parts of the company and my feelings towards some of that, because I won't be around for much of what they're doing. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Bye.